feelings like disappointment, embarrassment, irritation, resentment, anger, jealousy, and fear, instead of being bad news, are actually very clear moments that teach us where it is that we are holding back. They teach us to perk up and lean in when we feel we'd rather collapse and back away. They are like messengers that show us, with terrifying clarity, exactly where we're stuck. This very moment is the perfect teacher, and lucky for us, it's with us wherever we are. And that quote comes from Pema Chodron. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. When you step back and look at the state of the world today, folks, it becomes very clear that the problems that we face as a species are enormous. There are literally so many problems and so many issues that we need to deal with that it, at first glance, can appear insurmountable to people. Apart from all of the surface noise that we've got, the surface problems that we've got, the matter of government corruption, environmental degradation, coal seam gas mining, the wars, the starvation, the homelessness, Fukushima, the loss of rights of the people of the planet, we've also got problems that are more obscure and less easy to identify with people, problems that people very often don't face. Things like the slowly encroaching, genetically altered reality that's been constructed around us in the form of GM crops and GM food and GM trees and nanotechnology in everything. Situations such as the chemtrails in the sky that we have sprayed upon us almost every day, unbeknownst to most people. Things like the subtle mind control that's carried out against the population in the form of fluoride and the careful programming that they receive from their televisions on a daily basis. And we've also got very many social and economic issues that people really don't perceive to be there. I've spoken to you before about the social and economic pathogens and the way they infect people's mind, and the way the impositions of these pathogens on the human psyche is what's caused a lot of the situation that we're now in, because people are locked into this pathogenic way of thinking, quite unbeknownst to themselves. We've got the system of commerce that's been superimposed over the human reality, and we've just got the rampant destruction that we're seeing all around us, folks. We've got a lot of issues to deal with. I was speaking to you a week or two ago about the plan of the new Liberal government here in Australia to cut a hole through the Barrier Reef in order to build a gas hub. And the Barrier Reef, I mean, this is no small thing. This is the world's largest living organism, but we are quite prepared to destroy it in order to support an industry that we really don't need, which has the effect of destroying groundwater wherever it's carried out, and will do this in order to support an economic model. That's how blatantly ridiculous things have got, folks. New bikie laws on October 14th as well. New laws that have been brought in which make it illegal to refuse a question. If you refuse to answer a question that a police officer asks you, you can now suffer a mandatory jail term in Queensland, Australia. They've brought this in saying we need this to fight the bikie problem, but there isn't really a bikie problem. There was a little constructed gang war that they had, a false flag that they staged on the Gold Coast a few weeks ago, which was obviously a false flag, obviously a setup in order for them to bring these new laws in. And what people have to understand is that these laws won't be used against bikies, they will be used against everyday citizens. That's why they want these laws in there. Things are really getting out of hand, folks. We've got so many issues to deal with, and we really do need for people to start paying attention to some of these issues, and we really do need for people to start taking some positive action in order to deal with this situation. So what is the positive action that we can take? Well, folks, as I've said to you so many times before, all the things that I just mentioned to you, things like all of the wars, the starvation, the homelessness, the chemtrails, the environmental degradation, Fukushima, the loss of rights, the bringing in of all these new laws, all the things that these governments are doing, the problem is right there. The problem is government. And the real problem in regard to government is the fact that we believe that government has the right to do this. We believe that government rules us. We've forgotten what our place in the food chain is. We've forgotten what our place in the social hierarchy is. And that's why, as I've said to you so many times, we need a united community, folks. And people out there that are just addressing these symptoms and they've just got tunnel vision and fixated on this one little symptom of the problem, such as chemtrails or the nanotech or the GM crops or Fukushima or whatever it is, whichever symptom they're focused on, it's great to create public awareness of these issues, but don't just create public awareness of the issues. Don't just scream fear about the problem. Speak to people about the solution to the problem. Because the solution to the problem is a united community. The solution to all of these problems is for us to wake up to ourselves and stand together to fix it. Because we can do this, folks. Because the people that are doing all this, the people that are carrying all of this out, they're just people. They're public trustees that we elect and we employ to do the opposite of what they're doing. And we need to remember that fact. And we need to stand together to address this situation. This is the only solution that we have. And a lot of the problem really here, folks, is, as I said, we tend to only focus on one symptom. And you can get up there on your soapbox and you can scream out about GM crops or fluoride or nanotech or chemtrails as much as you want. Half of the time, the people that you're screaming this fear at won't even listen because they won't respond to someone who's in a state of fear. And half of the time, they're brainwashed by what the mainstream media has told them anyway. Many people actually believe fluoride's good for their teeth. And the concept that it's actually used for mind control is completely out of the question to these people. Many people believe that airplanes just leave trails across the sky, that these contrails are quite normal. And you can tell them about chemtrails as much as you want, but they won't respond because they just are programmed not to. And so I believe what we need to do is to focus on things that empower the community. Things that give the people the confidence that they need to stand up and question what this government does and question everything that this government does. Because once we do that, we can address things such as chemtrails. We can address things such as fluoride. But we can only do it through the power of a united community. We can only do it by doing it in mass, getting people to notice that these problems exist and help them to rediscover where their real power actually lies and how much power they actually have to affect positive change in this community. How much power we have to be able to do it together if we choose to do it together. If we can choose to put our stuff down with each other and stop pointing the finger at everybody else and stop creating division and stop arguing amongst ourselves about the details of any of these symptoms, about what's going on, because nobody really knows. Nobody can say 100% sure that they know exactly what is going on. And anybody who says that they do is lying to you, folks. Because there is a huge web of control out there, and there are so many red herrings and so many distractions and so much stuff that's put there to keep people arguing over the details that we never turn to address the actual problem. We're too busy squabbling over the details. And as I said to you once before, mankind is sailing off the cliff, folks. And rather than grabbing the rudder and steering back to safe waters, we're sitting here arguing and screaming at each other over who rigged the sails. It doesn't matter who rigged the sails. It doesn't matter about the little symptoms for now. What matters is that we address the problem. And the problem that we need to address is the disempowerment of mankind, which has caused us to allow our governments to create the situation around us that we currently face. That's the problem. I mean, this earth is quite literally being destroyed around us. Everything is being changed. The whole of mankind and every life form on this planet is being genetically altered through chemtrails and nanotechnology. I made a film about this last year. People told me I was going out on a limb for making that film, but now I'm getting emails from people that are saying that they are finding stuff in their community and finding stuff in their surroundings and their environment, which is confirming everything that I told them in that film. We've got the rampant destruction of the water table. Like I said, the destruction of the Great Barrier Reef. They're actually doing this, folks. They're going to cut a channel through the Great Barrier Reef because they think they can, because they wrote this rubbish down on a piece of paper and they dared to call it law. And because most of the population is so dumbed down by the fluoride that they consume that they believe this stuff is law because there's a fancy letterhead on the piece of paper, we're just going to let them destroy the world. Oh, we have to let them destroy because it says so on this piece of paper that they can do it. You see, it's law. Well, it's not law, folks. There's only one law, do no harm. And all these governments do is break that law. They get away with it because we are disempowered as a community. And we have to find a way of re-empowering the community. And I'm not suggesting anybody break the law. What I'm suggesting is that governments stop breaking the law by introducing legislation which does harm to this planet and harm to this community. I mean, just think about it, folks. The environmental damage that we are facing in most of our countries, in order to fight it, we have to fight against our government because they are the environmental vandals that are creating all of this damage. They are the ones that are allowing the water table to be destroyed. They are the ones that are allowing the barrier reef to be hacked to pieces. They are the ones that are pumping all the gas out of the country. They are the ones that are putting fluoride in the water and allowing people to spray poison in our skies. And they get away with it because we believe that they have power over us because we are disempowered. And we stay disempowered because all we do is argue amongst ourselves, point the finger amongst ourselves. We don't want the world to stay the way it is, but we don't want to change it. Any change that we try to make gets co-opted and people point it out and say it's the New World Order. We need unity in our community, but any movement that's ever started to attempt to unite the community is pointed at as being the Illuminati or something that is seeking to take us down a path we don't want to go down. Any attempt that anybody makes to create unity in this movement is always co-opted and pointed out as the Illuminati. You could do anything, folks. You could start having public meetings. And if you started getting a reasonable response and you got a few hundred people coming to your meetings and they turned into a few thousand people, you'd have the conspiracy movement out there saying, oh, no, look, people are uniting. It must be the Illuminati. And people can't see that this is a program that they're running. They sit there in fear and they squabble amongst themselves. They know that we need unity. Unity is the only thing that will ever fix the problems that we face, but they attack any attempt at creating unity and the person attempting to do it as being an emissary of the Illuminati. It's a program. And it's surprising to see how many people are locked into this program. And I would suggest, folks, that anything that attempts to create disunity is an Illuminati program. Anybody who attempts to create disunity is programmed to do so. Because unity is the one thing that can fix the problems on this planet. If mankind can simply put down the stuff they have and the opinions that they have of others and put down all their paranoia and fear that anything is Illuminati and stop running these disunity programs and just put down their stuff and look at the person next to them into their eyes and see themselves in those eyes and respect that person as they would be respected themselves, we could change the world in one day. And my question is, what is it going to take for people to realize the simplicity of this, realize the reality of this, and simply put down all of this stuff and baggage they're carrying around and all these opinions they've created based on the programs they're running and pay attention? What is it going to take, folks? What people have to attempt to understand is that a global movement based in mutual respect would, once that respect took hold, change the world in a day. It truly would. People need to realize that there is no leader in any of this, and that no one person has the silver bullet. No one person has the key to the lock that will free all of mankind. The key is in the hearts of each and every person out there. If they can simply base their lives in respect. Now you might say, okay, well, now you're asking me to respect the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, or you're asking me to respect some psychopath who's running things. No, I'm not. I'm asking you to respect the person next to you. I'm asking you to put down your stuff in your community. Put down the social hierarchy and social division in your community. Put down the stuff with the everyday people in your life. Everybody, put it all down because all of it is created due to the social and economic pathogens or the religious pathogen, or maybe it's a racial program that people are running or whatever. All these things are programs. If people could simply clear their cache of all of these programs, put everything back to square one and just take it from there and operate in compassion and respect in all that you do. Operate in compassion and respect for the other people, the people you interact with. Don't point the finger at them and accuse them of being whatever. It doesn't matter what they did. It matters what we all do from this point. People did what they did because they were programmed to do so. People weren't given an even playing field. Well, no matter what they did in their lives, it doesn't matter. Unless they're a psychopath that's running this system, that's running these wars and running this banking system and spraying the skies and poisoning the water and doing all these things, unless they're responsible for that, then forgive them. Whatever they've done, it doesn't matter because we've got bigger issues to deal with, namely all the things that I just mentioned. And we can deal with them once we have this respect for ourselves. And if people slip through the cracks, well, it's okay, because psychopaths and people like this have a way of revealing themselves. And once they do, then that revelation becomes their own punishment because they're ostracized by the community. People know what they are and they don't associate with them. But all the division, all of the fear that we hold for each other, all of the ego fear that we have, you know, we have a different idea, we have a different opinion to somebody else, and so we attack that person because they have a different opinion to us. And we start squabbling and fighting amongst each other. These are all ego programs. They're all based in fear. But they're all programs, folks. That's the point. They're all programs, and they're all designed to create disunity because unity is the one thing that will free us from this system. Now, these new laws that have been brought in Queensland, which will make it illegal for anybody to refuse a question by police, we could all stand up against this if we had the respect for each other to do so. We could all go on strike. We could say, no, we've had enough. We're not going to allow you to do this. We don't believe that you have the right to do this. This is a loss of habeas corpus. This is a loss of our basic rights. This is slavery. This is an infringement upon everything that we believe to be real and true. And we will simply not allow you to do it because we know what you are. You're our employees. We actually run things here. We employ you people in government to manage our infrastructure for us. We don't employ you to do this. We could do this. We could stand up against the system in this way if we had the respect for each other to do it, because that's what it would take for something like this to happen. That's what it would take for any movement to work, because the movement has to be an idea whose time has come, and that idea has to be based in respect, because once it is, then there are no leaders. There is no figurehead to bring down. There's simply a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, a new perspective, a shift in the paradigm. And that's what we need, folks. So what's it going to take for people to understand this? What's it going to take for people to want to get involved and stop just looking at the fear and seeing the opportunity as well? Make no mistake about it, my friends. We are facing a very, very dire situation on this planet. And if people don't stop squabbling and start paying attention to this situation and start paying attention to what the solutions to this situation are and start actively working towards those solutions, then we probably won't make it through the coming meat grinder. I mean, the depopulation plan is well underway. It's being done through commerce, through GM food, through chemtrails, through all the things that I told you about in my last film, Transformation. This is ongoing, folks. It's happening right now. And as usual, it's all happening specifically due to its ability to happen because of legislation that's been put in place by governments all around the world. And these governments are able to do this because of the disempowered state of mankind. It always comes back to the same thing. See, we can address any of these problems, folks, if we have the power of community to do so. And that's why it's so important for people to stop squabbling. It really is. But often it gets very difficult for people within the alternate research community to stop squabbling because they're so focused on their symptom. And no matter how much they scream about the symptom they're addressing, they're not seeing any change. They're not getting much response from the community. They haven't realized yet that it's because they're addressing the symptom. They're not focusing on the problem and they're distracted by the symptom. They're not focusing on the solution to the problem of government corruption, which is what has created the symptom. And the solution is community. The solution is respect, not fear. You can't be in fear of all of this stuff. Like I said, I don't fear any of it. I have no fear of anything that's coming because I know who and what I am. Now, I'm only here for a little while anyway. By the time this whole police state is finished, I probably won't be here. So it won't really be that much of a concern to me. But I can see what's being built around me, and I see a necessity for people to become aware of it so that they can address this situation. But I don't see it as anything to fear. I see it as an opportunity for mankind to come into their power. And when you look at all this, folks, you look at the Illuminati. What has the Illuminati done for mankind? They've brought us to the awareness that this system exists. They've brought it to our awareness that we are controlled and there is people farming going on. This is a slavery system on this planet. So in many ways, what they've done is they've provided us with the opportunity we've always needed for freedom. So there's a good side to everything. Every dark cloud has a silver lining, folks. And I've often said to you, without the system becoming as negative as it is, people simply wouldn't be waking up to it. But I think now it's really getting to crunch time, and people do need to start exercising their power. But they really have to have the community behind them in order to do it, in order to succeed. Because we're seeing people being made examples of if they attempt to do this on their own. So you need to have the strength of numbers and the strength of community. You need for people to pay attention to their surroundings. And the best way you can help them do that is to respect them. You know, I really, really believe a lot of it comes down to respect. But it is getting close to crunch time, folks. We do have to address this situation, and we have to do it in the right way. And that means everybody out there has to start getting involved. You've got to put down all this stuff, folks. You've really got to put down the stuff that you have with people and realize what we're all facing here. You know, we have to address this situation. And we can do it. I firmly believe that we can, but only if people are willing to get involved. So don't buy into the fear that people are selling you, folks. It's not about being in fear. It's about being concerned. Because when you're in fear, you want to run away and hide. But when you are concerned about something, you get motivated to start moving into positive action in order to address your concerns. So there's a difference. And I'm very concerned about the situation that is being constructed around us. I'm very concerned about the coming police state. I'm very concerned about the earth being depopulated right under the noses of the people. But I still see all of it as opportunity. And look, I can understand why so many people are in fear of what's coming. I can see why so many people are in fear of the situation. I think, though, a lot of the fear that they're experiencing is because they're afraid that we're not going to get through it. And this fear is created within them because they're not seeing the people in the community around them wake up. But very often this is because of programs that people are running themselves in their presentation of the information to people. See, people are running so many programs they're just not aware of, folks, and that's how it works in this movement as well. And so it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy that they're creating. And it's because they're bringing the information to people from a state of fear. It's like I said, if you start leading by example in all that you do, and you start bringing the information to them in a calm and rational way, and if they're not going to respond to information about something like chemtrails, then move away from that. Find something that they will respond to. Perhaps it's what the council is doing. Perhaps it's some of the local bylaws that are being brought in. Perhaps it's the family court. Perhaps it's something that they can see is corrupt, something that's affected their lives. There's something that will crack that shell, and so you can begin there and then start bringing them more little bits of information and let them discover their own power on their own. We can do this because many people are at different states of awareness, and it's no good just addressing one symptom, because if you do, you're not looking at the larger problem, and not everybody's going to respond to the same symptom. So like I said, it's good to bring public awareness of these things to people. Sure, if you're a person out there and you're doing public speaking about coal seam gas or public speaking about fluoride or chemtrails or whatever, sure, continue what you're doing. But always attempt to create solutions for people in your dialogue. always attempt to help people see the necessity in us creating united and powerful communities, because once we've got this, we can deal with all of these problems. And don't get stuck on details, folks. Don't get stuck on details over who's carrying out the chemtrail spraying. Don't get stuck on details over how 9/11 was done and how the buildings came down. It doesn't matter. These are all things we can find out later. We don't have time to sit here and analyze details, because we've got real problems that are happening around us right now, and we need to pay attention to them. It's not about creating movements to deal with a symptom. It's not about creating situations of commerce for ourselves or creating a new product that's going to wake the world up. It's about leading by example and acting in integrity in all that you do and showing the world that there's a better way. It's about shifting the paradigm, folks, and planting the seed to do this within the hearts of the people within our respective communities. That's what's going to bring about change. And the beauty of it is that when you realize this, you see that this is something that you can do right now. This is something that everybody can do right now. We don't have to wait for any movement to be formed. We don't have to wait for any global action to be launched. We can, each of us, choose to start taking responsibility for ourselves right now, and we can choose to change our perspective and change the way we interact with people, change the way we interact with our community. We can do this. We can all do this right now. All you have to do is want to. And it's funny, you know, because respect is a very, very difficult thing for many people to have for those around them, because very often it's a very difficult thing for us to have for ourselves. Again, this is a product of this system, but it is just an interesting state that we find ourselves in when the solution to this problem really is so simple. But I think we're at break time here, folks, so I'll have to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I will speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yes, I believe that local community initiatives, initiatives that are designed to empower your local community, are a great place to start with any type of awakening or awareness or action that's going to bring about a real social change. It has to start at a grassroots level. I've even suggested on very early shows back in 2008, 2009, you know, even if you're baking a cake or you're baking something at home, make a few extra to give to your neighbours. If you're growing vegetables, grow a few extra to give to your neighbours. If you're planting roses or planting flowers, pick a few extra to give to your neighbours. Just do what you can to break down these barriers with people. Start a gift culture and help your community become involved in it. And push the limits with your local council as well. And if they start questioning you for your actions, if you're creating a gift culture and you're creating a situation whereby all your neighbours and all your community is happy, and the council attempts to introduce bylaws or pass legislation which prevents you from doing so, then go up against it, question it, and get your community involved in questioning it. Because if you've created this whole vibrant community there, then they are all going to want to stand with you. You know, you can create this vibrant community, then just start pushing the limits with the council. See what you can get away with, see how much it takes for them to arc up at you. And so then you can demonstrate to the people around you what's going on here, how we actually do have this slavery system, this system of people farming that has been superimposed over our society, and how our local councils have forgotten what their actual role is. Because remember, folks, especially here in Australia, a local council is not local government. In Australia, we only have a two-tiered governmental system. We have federal government, we have state government, and state government is as local as it gets. And what council are supposed to be, what they actually are a group of representatives of our community whom we trust to liaise with government for us, in order to get us what we need to have a functional and vibrant community. But our local councils have stepped above that. They've kind of done a little bit of a two-step and a little segues shuffle here, and they're now presenting themselves to local populations as being local government, when they are nothing of the sort. They are supposed to be our representatives whose function is to liaise with government on our behalf. So we need to start creating this type of awareness within our communities as well. Because when we start getting a little bit of local knowledge happening and we start getting a little bit of local empowerment happening, then we're going to have the ability to stand up to things such as coal seam gas mining and fluoride and all of the other problems that we face in our communities. But we're not going to do it by going out there and having an anti-fluoride demonstration or an anti-coal seam gas demonstration or an anti-chemtrail demonstration. We're not going to deal with it that way. We're not going to deal with it by addressing the symptom. We've got to realize what the root of the problem is, which is government corruption that exists because of a disunited community. So that's where the focus has to be. We've got to unite our communities. And this can only be done by creating these movements, even if it's a gardening cooperative, whatever it is that can unite your community, tailor it for your own community, and use it to start creating a currency of mutual respect within your neighbours and the people around you. I mean, it may be something small like that, folks. And yeah, we've got to start small. It may be something as simple as a gardening cooperative, a sewing group. I mean, I don't know anything that you can find that's going to unite you with your neighbors and create some sort of unity that you can then build on that will then eventually become a movement, a growing movement and a powerful movement for social change within your community. And you imagine, folks, you have a group of people, a group of like-minded people who are working for social change within your community, and you have this in every community across the planet, and then you unite those communities. And no, folks, this isn't the New World Order. This is simply a united mankind, because it's a mankind based on respect for each other. This is how we change things, folks. This is what I want to do with the Full Circle Project when I launch it next year. I've had some great input from people as well. I've had some great suggestions sent to me of things that can unite local communities and things that can empower local communities. And this is what we have to find. And each community is different. So we need to have initiatives that are tailored to individual communities so that we can do this. And we can start these empowered movements happening. And we can start collecting funding for these movements. We can start collecting funding for the Amazon buyback that I want to do as well. And buying the Amazon and buying part of the jungle and buying as much of it as we can, this is just part of what I want to do, folks. The focus isn't just on saving the Amazon. That is something that we desperately need to do. But it isn't just on saving the Amazon, because if we just focus on just the Amazon, then we're in danger of turning our back on the rest of the world and allowing it to implode around us, which will eventually cause the destruction of the Amazon anyway. So as much as we do need to pay attention to the Amazon, we also need to keep our focus on the rest of the world just as much, because we have to empower our local communities. And this has to happen on a global scale. And that's why it takes everybody's participation. That's the thing, folks. We can change the world, but you've got to want to. And if you want to, then I urge you to get involved. And sure, folks, I'm going to launch the Full Circle Project next year, and this is something that you can get involved in. But in the meantime, you can get involved now. You can get involved in your local community by instigating local initiatives on your own. Whether it is a gardening cooperative, whether it's a political movement, whether it's a stand against the regulations being imposed by your local council, whether it's something as simple as baking a cake or picking some extra flowers. We can all do these things, folks. All we have to do is want to be involved. All we have to do is want to put down the barriers between the people around us, and we can do so. And if you've got a neighbor who you've got issues with, maybe he's just a little bit funny, he's just a bit strange, he's on a bit of a power trip, I'm sure that if you invite him to your house, invite him around for a beer, invite him just to get to know them a little bit, I'm sure you will find eventually that the person within that shell, within that persona that they're portraying to you, is just as fragile as everybody else. And that once you have let your guard down to them, then they will let their guard down to you. And you'll find that you both have a lot in common. Because ultimately, on a basic level, we all have a lot in common, folks. We may have a completely different and completely unique perspective of reality, but we really do have a lot in common, and ultimately, we are all in this together. People appear to certainly be having a difficult time finding their way through the quagmire of late, though. I know a lot of people personally who have been under psychic attack from others. A lot of my personal friends have been under psychic attack. I've been under psychic attack. And as I've said to you so often previously, there is also a huge attempt underway to undermine and create division within the alternative research community. And so I think people need to pay careful attention as to what they are giving their energy to at this time. There's a lot of people who wish to attack other researchers because they can get a response that way. They don't get a response when they speak out against the Illuminati or when they speak out against a ruling hand. We've been doing it for years, and you don't get a response from these people. But if you attack other researchers, then you do get a response very often from other researchers. And this is a form of energy harvesting. See, more and more people are becoming disconnected from source, and so they're needing to attack other people to get their energy from other people. This is what's happening, and things are starting to reveal themselves. I've noticed around the general community at large that I associate with in the area that I live, many people have been simply falling off the wagon lately. Many people have been revealing themselves, and their true natures have been coming out. Many people are becoming very, very antagonistic towards others and seem to want to work to bring down all the little people around them because it makes them feel good. They get the energy from that, you see, because they can't bring down the system. They're getting very frustrated at their attempts to bring down the system. And as I said earlier, usually because they're presenting the information to people from a perspective of fear, so it doesn't really work. And they're becoming frustrated in their efforts, and so they're needing to attack people around them. And I'm seeing a lot of this going on. It's going on at local radio stations. I'm seeing it in all different sections of our society at the moment, all different walks of life. I'm seeing people that I would never expect to be having these sorts of difficulties in their life all experiencing the same sort of psychic attacks. And it's usually the people who are very, very awake who are being attacked more than anything else. They say that there's around about 7% of the population that are born who simply cannot be programmed and who simply are not susceptible to the propaganda and the brainwashing and the advertising that the system pushes on them. And it is these people who we see being attacked more and more. But it's interesting, folks, and things really are revealing themselves. So if you are someone out there and you are suffering a lot of psychic attacks from people around you, and just in general, if you can feel these attacks coming just out of the ether, understand that it's because you're awake. Understand that it's because you're on the right path and that you can use that energy to make yourself stronger. That's what I do. I've become much, much stronger due to the attacks that I've had to suffer and the emotional trauma that I've had to suffer in the last 12 months. It's certainly worked to improve my connection to source. It was a difficult journey, but it has very much served to make me stronger, and you can do this as well. You can do this too. You just have to remember to always believe in yourself and always look to yourself as a source of strength. Look to your knowledge of reality and your understanding of how reality works as your source of strength. Look to your connection to all that is and your respect for your own uniqueness as a source of strength, because all of these things can serve to make you very strong. Whatever it is, I mean, there is different things for different people, of course, but whatever it is that you can find within your heart that makes you strong, that's what you should latch onto. That's what you should embrace. And use that to empower yourself into action within your community. And make that action based in respect. Focus that action on the people closest to you, the people not just closest to you emotionally, you know, your family and your mother and father, your immediate friends, but also on those closest to you geographically, your neighbors, the people in your neighborhood, the people in your community. Focus some of that power there and attempt to give that power to these people. Put yourself in a high energetic state and transfer that energy to the people around you via your actions, via your attitude. These sorts of things can make a real difference. And create this wave in your community so that you have the power to stand up against this system. You see, all of the problems, folks, we can have banners in the streets. We can wave our banners. We can march. We can have protests. We can sign petitions. We can make videos about all these symptoms. We can do all of these things. But until we are able to take this system on through the strength of numbers and the respect that we hold for each other, then we're just beating our head against the wall. We're just screaming fear, and nobody wants to listen because they're too distracted, because they're too disempowered, and they have to run and collect paper and do everything they do to survive within this psychopathic system. They don't even have time for you to point out to them that it's a psychopathic system. So we need to find a way of creating movements in our communities that can empower and unite these communities. I firmly believe that that is our only course of action. Now, we have so many problems, folks. We have so many issues to deal with on this earth. We have so many. And like I said, these are problems that are very visible on the surface, and they're also deeper, esoteric, unnoticed problems. Problems such as the fluoride, the chemtrails, the electromagnetic radiation, the GM crops, all of the esoteric stuff that your normal people on the street won't even acknowledge exist very much of the time. And apart from these esoteric and more hidden problems, we've also got the problems on the surface, the economic problems, the wars, the starvation, the homelessness, and the rampant corruption of our governments. And we've got so many issues to deal with. And rather than just focusing on economics and social status and believing that we're little people who can't make change, it's time for us to put all that away, rewrite the script. It's time for us to stand up and fix this. Because we can do it, I really believe we can. And if we don't, well, we don't deserve the planet. We really don't. If we don't stop and put down our differences and pay attention and simply fix this problem, then we deserve what we get, unfortunately. So what's it going to take, folks? Are you out there willing to put down all your stuff with people? Stop pointing the finger at everybody else? Stop claiming that anything that's got a logo on it is Illuminati? I mean, that's a great shifting in blame, isn't it? Anything that you can't understand, anybody who speaks out against you must be Illuminati. What a great way to shift blame and not actually do anything to fix the planet. And this is what so many people do. People claim that anybody who disagrees with them must be a plant, must be a government agent. They don't understand that they've only got one perspective. They've only got their perspective. They've only got their little portion of the picture. And if we could just respect each other enough to put them all on the table together, we might come up with something coherent. And they still don't understand that there's no good addressing symptoms. We have to address the problem. And the problem can only be addressed by a united and empowered community. That's the thing. That's why I put so much focus on that. Because that is the absolutely only method that we've got of fixing this problem. So if you're out there and you're caught up in your religious division, you won't believe anybody who isn't a Christian and you hate all the Muslims, well, you're part of the problem, unfortunately. If you're out there and you're on some New Age trip, which is essentially just spiritual narcissism, that's all the New Age movement is, then you're also part of the problem. If you're out there attacking people because they don't agree with which symptom is the most important the way you do, then you're also part of the problem. Because that's what people do, folks. They get on their coal seam gas box and they think this is the most important issue and we have to address this above everything else. It's an extremely important issue, but it's a symptom of the problem. People get on their chemtrails box and say, this is the most important issue and we have to address this. And again, it's an important issue, but it's still a symptom of a larger problem. And all of these issues that people get on their soapboxes about, they're all symptoms of a larger problem. And that larger problem can only be addressed by an empowered community. So why won't people put the focus there? Why are people so intent on attacking everybody around them and creating division and harvesting energy from everybody around them instead of focusing on the problem? Because this is really what I'm seeing in the world today. As much as I try to remain positive about this whole thing, this is really what I see from a lot of people. I just see rampant division. And the more you attempt to create unity, the more people attempt to tear it down and create more and more division. It's like I said earlier, you could create some movement to try to unify the people, and as soon as you get a few people involved, everyone's going to attack it and say it's the Illuminati, because that's what they're programmed to do. So how do we deal with that type of a program? How do we snap people out of that? And that's why I thought, well, with the Full Circle Project, I can hopefully create an initiative that can provide a template for each local community that they can tailor to their local community to suit its needs and work to create unity and empowerment within that local community in a way that suits that community, in a way in which there is no leaders, in a way in which it becomes an idea whose time has come. That's what I'd like to do with the Full Circle Project, and that's why I need input from people. That's why I need input from people about your local community and what you believe may work in your local community. And we create this in such a way that it is tailored to each individual community so that there are no leaders. Because as I've so often said, folks, the key to changing the world lies within the hearts of the people. And this isn't any New Age babble. This is simple fact. It's just the way things are. You have the key to your own salvation in your own heart. You have the key to dealing with government corruption in your own heart. If you can just learn to respect yourself enough to respect people around you, things will change. And that's the way we have to do it. That's why you've got to look at people in the alternate research community, people that are out there claiming to be truthers, who are going out of their way to attack everybody else and attack everybody around them. The people who attack me, I have so many people attack me, folks. I have people that I know attack me because I simply disagree with some of their perspectives. And so they say, I must be an agent. I must be the Illuminati. They're running programs, folks. They're divisionists. They're creating division. That's all they want to do is create division. They have a vested interest in the fight, and they want to be able to point the finger at someone and harvest energy from them. They're not really interested in dealing with the problem and saving mankind and taking us in a new direction. They're more interested in maintaining the fight because the fight is their lives. That's all they do. It's all they know. And if we were to suddenly rise above this system and change the world, these people simply would not accept it. They would claim that any change that is made is the New World Order, is Illuminati, and it is ultimately bad, because that's the way they think. They're locked into the fear program. It's a great shame, but it is unfortunately the way many people are. But I think we can rise above it, folks, if we can understand that each of us has our own key to our own lock. Now, the only thing that prevents you from being who you are is your belief that you are not all that you could be. You know, your belief that you are not capable of things. Your belief that you have to work within the parameters and confines that this system creates for you. Your belief that those people we employ to manage our infrastructure are actually our rulers, and that what they write on paper is actually real. Of course, if you attempt to stand up against any of that by yourself, the system will eat you up. The police will do the will of the politicians. The media will support the actions of the police, and the community at large will buy what the media tells them. And so that's why you have to bring it back to grassroots, and you have to change your perspective. Now, everything that I say on these shows, I mean, it always comes back to the same thing. It comes back to building community, and it comes back to you respecting yourself. Because ultimately, folks, there's no other way. I mean, everything that I've looked through, all the rabbit holes that I've gone down, all the investigations I've done into the elite, into the banking system, into the free man movement, into the legal system, into finding my way through the paperwork, all of the avenues that I've gone down and the paths that I've pursued and the silver bullet that I've looked for, ultimately, what I was looking for the whole time was myself. Because what I discovered, that what I was dealing with was really a spiritual issue. But I was looking for physical means to deal with this spiritual issue. I was looking for a piece of paper that I could use, or a form that I could fill out, or something that I could say. But really, it's a spiritual issue. It's about me changing my perspective of who and what I am, and what my relationship is to the people around me, what my relationship is to the world at large. That's the issue that we're facing here, folks. See, all the problems that we face are all spiritual problems. All of the legal issues, all of the political issues, all of the war, the racism, the rampant corruption, the chemtrails, everything, these are all spiritual issues. Even the people that are carrying out these practices, even the people that are spraying the skies, the people that are working in Monsanto who are locked into that left brain reality and believe that science is all it is. These are all spiritual issues. People's need to attack others around them, people's need and desire to attack those in the alternative research community that don't agree with them, people's need to harvest energy from others. These are all spiritual issues. You know, and it all comes down to respect, ultimately. It does. It comes down to respect. That's the whole thing. You know, that's why I have placed so much focus on this. That's why I've spent so much time and so much energy and put so much effort into just attempting to help people see the need for them to respect themselves. And it is really about self-respect, folks, because like I've so often said, if you respect yourself truly, you do respect others. You know, if you truly respect yourself and respect your own path and believe in what you do and believe that your heart is in your actions and that you're acting in integrity, then you do respect others. You don't attack other people. I mean, I don't attack other people. I've called people out for being liars. I've pointed out to people, hey, you better be careful with this guy because he's a liar. He told me this once. And this was a lie. And so you need to be careful. But I don't attack them. I don't try to harvest energy from people. I don't open hate pages on my website. I don't post on people's Facebook pages that they're Illuminati. I put my effort into attempting to help people respect themselves so that they can respect others. And I get accused of being a New Age Illuminati operative for doing so. Because there are so many people out there that are programmed into fear and programmed into division and programmed into maintaining the division, whether they know they're doing it or not. They are running programs and they are helping keep humanity divided, keep mankind divided, and doing the Illuminati's work for them. There are so many people that do this because there are so many people who find any perspective that is not their own to be an affront against their own ego and a challenge to their own belief system. And they will attack anything that does not agree with them and anything that does not support their actions. There are too many people in this movement also who want to be rock stars, for want of a better word, want to become someone of authority and respect that becomes a guru of the movement. There's a lot of people that seem to have this ego attached to what they do, and they don't operate in integrity. And this is where a lot of the problems lie. You know, if you're going to be involved in this movement, you need to be doing so for the right reasons. I truly believe this. Your motivations need to be freedom for all mankind. You know, for people to wake up to this slavery system, and to wake up to the damage that's being done to themselves and to this planet, and to take mankind in a different direction. That needs to be your motivation, to leave a legacy behind, to make the world a better place because you existed. If that's your motivation in this movement, and that's your motivation in all that you do, and you don't have fear of this system, you see it as an opportunity for you to help wake mankind up by using its own machinations against itself, by simply pointing out the obvious to people, then you can really make a difference. And that's the approach that people need to have. And I absolutely believe this to be true. But I think we've reached the end of the show here, folks. I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you for joining me on the air today. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a donation to thecrowhouse.com. They're very needed at the moment, folks. If you could possibly help, I really would appreciate it. Thank you for spending the time with me that you always do. Thank you for all the positive emails that so many of you send me. And thank you for the enthusiasm that so many of you have shown towards the coming Full Circle project that I intend to launch next year. This is going to be my final show on American Voice Radio as is, and I'll be closing the show here. I'll be reopening the show on David Icke's new network, which is being launched on the 18th of November, and that will be a television show that is going to air in England. I'll also be sending the podcasts over here to Frank on the American Voice Radio so he can play the podcast here, but the show will essentially be based on David Icke's new network simply because I believe I can reach a larger audience this way, folks, but I'll try to keep both networks going. It's been wonderful having spent the last 5 or 6 years with you and the loyalty that the listeners have shown to the show. And I'm not going anywhere, folks. I do intend to come back on air, only it will be on that network. I am going to be off air now, though, for probably the next 4 or 5 weeks, folks, so I can put my energies into making the upcoming film. But I will be back on David Icke's network around about November 18th, and I will be back on The American Voice as a podcast by around about the end of November. And again, I thank you all for your support and the loyalty and respect and kindness that you've shown me over the last 5 or 6 years. But that is it for me now, folks, the end of an era, and I will look forward to speaking to you again the next time I do. Please take good care until then. In La Cache.